proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. Today we look at seven deadly sins, and we focus on the word lust. The Bible narrative refers to various vices that have beset the fallen human race. Lust, one of these, consists of having a strong desire to possess something. While the term often appears in connection with possessing illicit sexual desires, the word itself refers to craving something that God does not want a person to have. Lust encompasses more than just sinful actions. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ declared, quote, "Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart," unquote. As with every other sin, lust has its origins in the sinful human heart and man's fallen nature. Lust acts as a corrosive agent, marring the image of God which he seeks to implant in people. According to the first chapter of the book of Romans, God withdrew himself from those who, quote, practiced uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, unquote. In 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter referred to, quote, the corruption that is in the world through lust, unquote. In the first chapter of James' epistle, that author commented upon how lust resulted in judgment. He wrote that, quote, "Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death," unquote. Once an individual allows lust to control his actions, he sets himself on a path to destruction. The narrative found in 2 Samuel chapter 13 illustrated the destructive effects that lust can engender. The main characters in that drama are Amnon, David's oldest son, and Tamar, Amnon's half-sister and David's daughter. Amnon desired to have sexual intercourse with Tamar. To do this, he laid a plot. He faked illness and asked for Tamar to come and visit him. When she did, Amnon ordered everyone else present to depart the room, leaving him and Tamar by themselves. Initially, Amnon propositioned Tamar to have sex with him. After she refused, he raped her and afterwards sent her away. The author of 2 Samuel chapter 13 added that, quote, "Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love which wherewith he had loved her," unquote. Once his inordinate desire for Tamar's body became gratified, Amnon despised the woman whose life he had ruined. Amnon's yielding to his lustful desires for Tamar had dire consequences for him as well. Absalom, who was another of David's sons and Tamar's full brother, Absalom, quote, "hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar," unquote. He invited Amnon to a festive occasion where Absalom got Amnon intoxicated. At that same time, Absalom directed his servants to murder Amnon, which they did. Solomon's observation in Proverbs chapter 6 seemed an appropriate commentary on Amnon's faith. Quote, "Whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul," unquote. Practicing self-control will counteract the evil effects of lust on the mind. As Paul wrote in the second chapter of the book of Titus, the grace of God teaches believers that, quote, "denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world," unquote. For the believer, lust has no power to compel his or her thoughts or deeds. Lust is part of the old man, the old nature, which Paul tells us is dead because of sin. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.